You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Damning Treasury report is raising questions about the delivery of Te Uruarua Flavel's proposed Māori land service bill. Treasury gave the bill a red rating, which Labour Ikaroa Rawhiti MP Meka Waititi says indicates major issues exist with the project. The bill would provide for a range of services to be available to Māori landowners, including dispute resolution services and owner decision-making services. Wire reporter Max Smith spoke to Waititi about the problems Labour has with the bill.
With this red sticker, I guess, what do you think the Treasury report shows or means for this bill right now?
We clearly, by giving it a red alert, because obviously when you look across the government's major projects, and there's a few others, this one I understand is, at the severe end, which means they haven't met the standards expected of Treasury of a major investment from the Crown, and so that's why they've come out and just basically said that this doesn't meet their standard of having the right information, answering those questions around any potential risk, how it will be mitigated, because they're asking the Crown to invest heavily in the establishment of a brand new service. And so this came out this week, the Treasury finding, but interesting to note, the Minister had this report back in April.
Yeah, and I mean, do you think that should have changed any course of action back in April?
Well, clearly it should have actually indicated that more work needed to go into the business case of the Māori Land Service, and the fact that he's had it probably now for 2 months, and the Treasury's report has been made public, that we are now all Māori landowners particularly are concerned about. So where we're at with this Māori Land Service, because it is the underpin for these reforms. It's the establishment of the Māori Land Service. Now, the Minister and even Marama will say, well, it's not supposed to kick in for 18 months after the legislation goes through. But for a lot of landowners who are confused around the changes of the legislation, we're talking about a brand new law. We're not talking about amendments. We're talking about a new 440-page piece of legislation that landowners are getting more and more removed from, because it's going through so many changes. And the recent one was done in April, when the Minister himself made 70 changes without any public scrutiny, i.e. the Select Committee or anybody else. So there's major mistrust out there amongst Māori landowners in terms of what is exactly going on. But now the Treasury has come out with their report to say, well, you've been given a red sticker because you haven't met Treasury's expectations of a major project that you're asking the Crown to invest in. So these are stories, and like I said, the Minister has had that report since April. Landowners absolutely deserve to be told what is going on, Minister. And if he doesn't know, he needs to pull this bill and go back to the drawing board, as we've advocated since we've been on this particular kaupapa.
But is that really an option at this point? I mean, now that, you know, we've seen in the budget, funding's been set aside, it's been established, a director has been appointed. I mean, is there even the option to go back to the drawing board at this point?
The minister can do whatever he wants. It's his bill. So he can come to his senses and say, yep, because remember, there's so much widespread opposition to this bill, and the tribunal has actually told the Crown that if they proceed without the broad-based support of Māori, you'll be in breach of the Treaty of Waitangi. So there's been lots of firing warnings to the government about proceeding without the full informed consent of Māori landowners. And so this is what's happening up to now, and now with the Treasury. And this is the interesting part, Mike, because the money that was allocated in this year's budget, which was $5.2 million for tools and about $1.8 to educate the Māori landowners on what the reforms are, they've all been put up without a business case. And so we don't even know whether that's the priority of setting up the Māori Land Service, because we actually don't know, and the Minister has not made available publicly for scrutiny his own business case. But he must have done something, or his officials have done something, for Treasury to say this is incomplete, this proposal is not at such a stage for us to support it transitioning through Cabinet, and therefore we've re-sticked it. And these are substantive steps that Treasury has taken, like I said, on a major project like the establishment of the Māori Land Service.
And just finally, I mean, I wonder, you obviously have your own concerns, and they've Māori landowners have their concerns, but do you think when the Treasury, you know, gives this a red sticker, that they're looking for the same solutions that, that yourself and Māori landowners are looking for? Do you think the same?
No, not at all. The Treasury, I wouldn't expect them to have a handle on what Māori landowners are wanting. What they based on is what the Minister has purported Māori landowners need. Their role in the government is to ensure that whatever money is invested, yours and I's tax money, is actually going on something that would be in the public's interest, or in this case, in Māori landowners' interest. And they believe, they've made a judgment that it doesn't. It doesn't meet their test. So no, I don't expect Treasury to be behind it. Treasury is what they're supposed to be doing, is ensure that every public money is spent in the appropriate manner.
So you could still see yourself having concerns with this, even if Treasury were satisfied at a later date?
Yes, absolutely. I'm concerned around the whole process. This is just another example of how poor the whole Māori land reforms under this minister's watch has played out. And I'm sure it's not the end. So, yes, I've got absolute concerns with the content of the bill. Right now, we have still got procedural issues, as indicated by the Treasury's damning report released this week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.